That's Dave. See, he knows what he's Dave. Talking about.
Oh, yeah. David. Football. Football David.
The Dave Damashek Football Program. Available on Apple Podcasts and at NFL.com/DDFP. Now here's your host, Dave Damashek.
And now we know that Mike Daniels knows because he agrees with Damashek. Hi and hello, and welcome to the Dave Damashek Football Program. I hope all's well wherever you are. We are back in our boardroom in the hotel in Minneapolis, one of the two Twin Cities in the great state of Minnesota. Welcome to the show. It's our final one in front of Super Bowl 52, and we are joined by our typical blue ribbon panel of guests. Let's go around the wheel real quick here, shall we? First of all the way over there to, not to my immediate left, but two away there, all the way from London, England. His head spins with the frigid temperatures here in Minnesota. He is, I mean, he's a Miami Dolphins fan, so I guess it makes sense. Here he is. It's Handsome Hank. Enough.
That'll do. That'll do.
We have a lot to talk about.
Let's get the stuff. We have a lot of things to kibitz about, not the least of which is all the quarterback movement that Handsome Hank and someone else whose name will be mentioned in just a moment here have been cynics about, but now they realize they're about to lose fingers over the next several
months. We are not
months.
About to lose
You're
fingers.
You're going to lose it, and I'll tell you how it's going
to
be.
Lose fingers.
We're not. It's not
it's
happening.
It's not happening.
Excuse me for your interruption.
Excuse you.
Next.
Don't attack our digits.
Let's say hello to one half of the Game Theory and Money podcast that just completed an interview with Mike Daniels. I encourage you, Nate, demand that you go and check out that fine podcast, that episode specifically. And Mike Daniels, a delightful fella, as is Marianne's favorite child. Here she is from the state of Michigan. It's Cindy Freeland.
That's enough.
Well, I think I'll make that call, but it is enough. I agree. How are you, Cindy? How's
You're
your Super
worst.
Bowl week
You're
going?
The worst.
It's going well.
Is it going nicely?
I get to, listen, this is kind of like what home is like for me, this very, very cold. I'm all decked out in fur because I've like
– I see that.
Yep.
Are you? Was that
it's fake fur, obviously,
Can
but
I tell
it's
you
fun.
Something? You look a little bit – if it were a little dimmer in this room right
yep.
now, you have on this crazy
if by crazy
beast.
Mean amazing.
You have a beast wrapped around
right.
you, a blonde beast. Wrapped around your torso, and
it's very Yeti-ish.
Yeah,
it is a little Yeti.
It's the long-haired Arctic fox.
Is that what
oh.
it is?
That's what it is. Yeah.
I was gonna say it looks very.
I can always identify fake fur. What that would have come from if the animal existed.
Well, that's such a great trait to have.
Yeah,
that is a wonderful skill that we finally found
yes,
the
yeah,
use
at
for.
At last, one.
That's excellent. But yes, your hair, Cindy, kind of blends in with.
I know
the
it's
fur.
The same. It's
oh,
the
that's
same.
A good call.
It's actually the same for sure.
Yeah,
well, for sure. For sure, Janet.
My Janice. Michigan accent is coming back. Like, last night I noticed it. I'm starting to speak Midwestern again. It's amazing.
I have to say, I said
Mom,
it earlier
cottage.
In the week. Go back and listen to a very fine DDFP episode with our pal Maurice. We really broke it all down. Maurice had some great stories, some very funny stories about trash talking with Bart Scott and some other epiphanies about the Jacksonville Jaguars that he shared. And then we talked to Alex Smith, who at the time of the recording, Maurice was coveting as the next quarterback of the Jaguars. In fact, he declared they would go 16-0 if they could get Alex Smith.
Woo!
So Alex and I talked about that. A delightful fella and an old pal of yours, huh, Handsome?
That's
Hank.
Right, yep.
He was a lovely man.
He's
and
a very
we,
nice man.
We really did have a fun 20-minute conversation, so make sure you go back and listen to that one. Now, to the here and now, let's say hello to the man seated to my immediate right.
With 10 fingers.
Chicago's well, own, but his heart now belongs to Los Angeles' Chargers. He's the voice of them, after all. He's the other half of Game Theory and Money. It's Matt Money Smith. Enough. All right, now.
Not of the business
yeah,
of hands.
Let's kibitz.
Let's talk
about hands.
How do you want them taken
off? We've got to sort
Nail,
this out.
Nail scissors, butcher's scissors, knives, cleavers.
This is driving a wedge.
Wait a right. second.
And on all of our friendships.
It is.
This is.
You, well, listen, Matt Money Smith, you're nothing if not a professional. And I think that you, that apparently.
A professional person on this podcast.
Apparently, you are not, I don't know if it's because you feel like this is a vacation, you're not being professional. You got to start with the headline. And the headline of this Minnesota trip so far is we were walking down the street last night,
we
Matt
were.
Money Smith.
Yes.
And a guy came. We hear from over our shoulders.
Let me tell this story, if you don't mind.
Do because, it. Because I hope you do it
right. I was
about
to say.
So it is. It's Minnesota. It's February. It's cold. The wind blows at night. It was sleeting. We were making our way over to our NFL staff get together, which was a half a mile away. And
me, Dave, Money, and our pal Goldie, the great NFL media director, Alabama football fan, diehard Money, and Goldie.
Great Southern accent.
Yeah.
Dave and Goldie were bellyaching about the cold. They really were.
Shame the devil. You've already misrepresented the story.
They wanted to cut our walk short because we were right in front of the
– I was delighting is what I was doing.
Jeff Darlington, Carissa Thompson, Mike Silver hosted a get-together. So they say, look, it's right there. Let's just go in. And right as they say that, from behind I hear, Dave Damashek? Dave Damashek? Dave turns around. Delightful couple volunteering. When the Super Bowl comes to a major city, they get thousands of volunteers to help out and guide people and help them get to where they're going. This was two of those volunteers in their long, light blue parkas.
I would never do that, by the way.
No, you wouldn't.
You wouldn't volunteer to do anything.
I would never do that.
Let's not limit it to Super Bowl. You've never volunteered for anything.
Yes, I'll give you my time freely so I can.
Dave turns around and goes, "Hey, how do you know?" or whatever he says.
No, I didn't even greet him.
You kind of gave him a hey, and then the very next line was, "You know, the Honeycrisp apple is from Minnesota."
That's what he says.
And Dave then says, "I in fact did know that."
Yeah,
that is what
and Days we celebrated.
And they celebrated the Honeycrisp apple
mutual,
and the state of Minnesota.
Yeah, we celebrated our mutual depth of knowledge.
That's incredible. The most exciting piece of that story to me is the fact that someone could recognize Dave with a gigantic coat on from behind.
Mm-hmm. And then, no less than six blocks later, did someone recognize Dave from a profile shot.
Really?
Another nice young couple making their way into a steakhouse.
And what did he
the
mention?
Profile, what the profile's did he a little more...
What he mentioned,
the
Honeycrisp apple.
You guys
mentioned.
Had a little conversation, you took a photo, and then as we were departing, the man yells, "Hey, Dave, you know the Honeycrisp apple is from Minnesota."
Hey, if there's something for me to be known for, it's my celebration of the Honeycrisp, so be it, if that's my lasting legacy. All right, now we can kibitz about I did write down one thing, though.
What?
How about hotel coffee is the best coffee? Right? It's like Dunkin' Donuts quality. Isn't that weird?
You mean the hotel coffee you make in your room?
No. That's the worst.
Okay,
that's
terrible.
That's the worst coffee. Why can't we improve on that technology as a society, by the way? Aren't we at a point now where we can do better than the crummy, those weird, like, flying saucer, those pillowy flying saucer things that you put into the thing? We can't do better
than that. I think it's a couple
K-cups?
Things. One, you got to have a fridge with cold, filtered water in your room. That's where you got to start.
That's the starting
coffee
point.
Coffee is basically water, the quality of the water.
And
so
then,
I think that's...
And then you don't want to be pouring that milk, the little milk in the things.
You don't want to pour milk in your coffee
cream, whatever
anyway.
It is.
Money.
You don't want to do that.
I don't either.
Sports is in second position. Now, wait. On Money and Petros' show on AM 570,
sports.
Or 90.
Which you can track down on iHeartRadio, and it is the finest radio show in all the land, so you should do that. It goes like this. They go sports talk, then number two most prominent conversation movies, number one, Money's love of black coffee.
I call it the black coffee challenge.
What kind of thing is that? Snoots like you who disparage people who put cream in your, I'm sorry, I didn't realize you wanted a dessert, not a coffee. No, it's still coffee. It has cream in it now.
No,
that's the difference.
Here's all I say, and I believe we've discussed this, and you have mocked me and my emperor-like ways on this pod before.
That's right. I don't know who you think you are. Chairman Mounty.
If you take the black coffee challenge, I just ask you to do it for 10 days.
No.
Give me 10 days, and you will question.
I live in a free society. I'll do what I want.
What world was I living in that I thought putting cream and sugar in this delicious flavored water?
Sugar's for
even
heathens.
Cream. Try. I know. It's the
fabric
of your soul.
I don't do cream
soul,
either.
Hank.
I do milk.
Milk. Even lose the milk.
I don't.
Black coffee
I'm actually
Hank.
Totally with you. I only drink black coffee.
Once you do it.
I mean, I've done
it's
it.
Like skim
I've done
milk.
It, and I've done the other one, and I prefer the other one.
You're wrong.
Half the days out of the week, I add a little whiskey.
Half the days.
Well, because it makes
it makes
this is definitely
which
a whiskey
day.
Day.
It makes every week feel like a roller coaster ride, and it's a lot of fun.
You'll appreciate this. So earlier this week, I was at Justin Turner's charity golf tournament.
Name
he
drop.
Does great work.
Who
in
was
the
celebrity you played with?
Yes! John Barry. And we, by the way, won, I would like to point
out. You won?
Out.
Yes.
Oh, I was taking a shot at you. You actually did have were assigned a celebrity.
So, as we were doing our radio show, Wayne Gretzky belongs to the country club there. He and Dustin Johnson came out to support the charity, and Wayne was golfing, and the great one came by to do an interview on our show, and we hit it off. It was a great 10, 15-minute conversation. See, now watch how quickly this frown turns upside down.
Oh.
At the end of the round, and he did, by the way, bring up Mario Lemieux and as one of the all-time great golfers. He said, believe it or not, hockey guys typically are not good golfers.
That is absolutely
– tap, tap, tap.
Said, again, Wayne Gretzky doesn't know what he's talking
he
about.
He said, more often than not, they swing too hard. They get frustrated. He said, however – there are a few guys that are – and he was talking about, like, exceptional golfers, not guys that can get out of course.
No.
He said, however, there's a few. Mario Lemieux is one of them, who is one of the great –
Mario Lemieux.
Golf players.
Mario.
Mario is the correct pronunciation,
whatever.
And that comes directly from Mario's mouth.
Because
so
you talked
true.
To Mario. We're going to talk about Dave big-timing us later. Okay, keep going.
Yeah, well, I didn't talk to him, but my mother directly said, "Is it just? I
it's
want to
Mario.
Clarify. Is it Mario,
Mario
or Mario? Mario Lemieux said it's Mario Lemieux. I don't know how
that
much more evidence
me.
You need, but anyway, yes, he has one of the most gorgeous swings you'll ever see in your life. It's Ernie Els-ish. You know, it's that very you know it's
smooth.
That, yeah, he
looks
that,
like it's slow,
yeah, he's
but 6'4", it's super
powerful. He's got that. Yeah, he's got that easy Freddie Couples. Ernie
still
Els
not
kinda,
the best part of the conversation.
And he murders it. But by the way,
I shouldn't have brought it up.
I just want to tell you something else.
I
want to tell you something else. That is wrong. What Gretzky told you. That's fake news. Every NHL player, the day they walk out into the golf course is a 10 handicap. They all murder the ball. They all hit it. They all hit a 320. Just a matter of whether
no
or not
no short game, no
right.
putter.
There's just more to it. I've seen more to it than mowing it down.
So 19-year-old kids get called up. We should go play golf. Oh, I've never done it before. They walk out there and they immediately kill the ball.
Here's the best part of the story. At the end of his round, he stops by the booth again because he had such a splendid time to say hi. And our producer Tim Cade says to Wayne Gretzky, "Hey, did you hear the news? What news? Blake Griffin got traded from the Clippers. Can you believe it?" Mm. Wayne Gretzky puts his hand on Tim's shoulder and says, "Tim, I got news for you. Anybody can get traded." And he walks away. And I was like, it's the greatest line ever. Freaking
that's
Wayne
incredible.
Gretzky.
Very that's
cute.
Incredible.
Yes. Very cute. So charming.
Cute.
Oh, darling stuff from 99. All right.
How can you not appreciate that?
Now that story, Trump's – Handsome and I had a conversation before we got going here. We thought that this would be a good time to jump in on the notion of singularity. But we're going to have to push that.
Yeah, we'll do
week.
That for next week.
I don't know maybe. That we're going to get to it.
That's the singularity?
Yeah.
On whether or not we were born of a big bang and the singularity.
Well, and also whether our lives can
looming
go on after our bodies, you know, fail, whether we can put our minds over into bodies that were harvested
you're
specifically
saying,
to keep our consciousness.
You're
going.
Saying it would be a shame. I think I know where this is going.
Yeah.
It would be a shame to lose.
Yes.
All that is trapped inside that skull of yours.
That's exactly.
Check if, in fact, that heart stopped beating and that brain stopped functioning, that we ought to be able to port that consciousness and those memories somewhere.
As you know, I'm too
that's
generous.
What we were talking about.
I'm not selfish like the rest of the world. I don't make New Year's resolutions for me. I make them for all of society. Mm. And, yeah, I think you're onto something, Money. It would be a shame to deprive society.
And then
just as
we were fleshing this out, someone reminded us that on Sunday is the Super Bowl, and maybe we should focus on that instead.
All right.
But I don't know.
Who is this someone?
Yeah, right.
Let's talk about pro football then, shall we? And let's talk about instead of the Super Bowl right now, although Nick Foles figures prominently into our ongoing conversation that started about, 6 weeks ago, when I declared that at least I set the over-under at 10 NFL teams – changing quarterbacks. Now that's the part of the debate. We'll change quarterbacks from 2017 to 2018. Handsome
and how many?
Hank,
wait. So when do they have to be the starter?
This is what's happening. You've nailed it.
And Handsome Hank and Money being vapid cynics.
Vapid. How are we vapid?
How am I vapid? Those words often
by
go together. But I am not vapid. I will walk out of here unless you take that back.
I won't, and I want. I dare you to walk out.
I will
out.
Walk out of here.
But you and your fake news too. We have to get Denise,
stop with the
Denise, the makeup person
stop
here.
With that.
Why do I have to stop with that?
Because it's insulting. Insulting to suggest that our memory of this conversation, which clearly makes perfect sense, which is
all right,
wholly logical.
You know what? Let's go to the referee here. Let's go to the judge. MVP. So here's the debate.
The judge is the judge.
I said 10 teams will change their starting quarterback between 2017 and 2018. Now, how I initially said it was that the starting quarterback in week one of 2017 will be changed by the start of week one, 2018.
But that's not what you said.
That's not what you said.
Because that would have included Deshaun Watson, Mitchell Trubisky.
It would have excluded Sam Bradford.
Of course it would have been 10. Yeah, Case Keenum. I mean, that's
Jay
crazy.
Cutler. It was the intended.
Jay Cutler. That's exactly. No, you know what?
The end of the 2017 season.
Or the intended starter.
To week one.
Wait, hold on.
Is Carson Wentz one of your guys?
Great features producer, Dallas. The kingpin.
Oh, I love
just
it.
Just got up
like,
and walked out of the room. What? Are you getting bored or what?
He needs to print something. For Mr.
Justin
JT.
Timberlake
for
Mr. interview Timberlake.
On the Dave Dameshek podcast.
He's coming into this show.
Do you need me to do the interview? Okay, I got to go get. Let's finish this up though. Okay, all right, I'll be ready to go. Just let me know what time. Okay. Oh, look at this. Here she is, Denise. Here's another
Woo-hoo!
Controversy. That has that's been perpetuated by Handsome Hank. Salacious nonsense that now has spread through the NFL media offices.
Don't taint the witness.
I'm not tainting anything.
It's
Let's just go straight
tainted,
to it.
But carry on.
Handsome Hank, about 6 months ago, and now
that's
Greg Rosenthal has jumped on. And so,
I think I know where we're going with this.
Charged me with dyeing my hair. Dyeing my hair? Mm-hmm. Denise,
yes.
You get an up-close and personal look at it.
Yes, I
You're
do.
In charge of all things aesthetic.
Yes.
With the talent at NFL Media and Dave.
Yes.
Do I dye my hair?
You do not. You absolutely do not.
Maybe she's There's saying just, you should.
Do we no. think you should? Do we
no, I don't.
No, they absolutely feel better.
Like no, like he definitely should. Doesn't. There's still a little bit of salt in that pepper. And I think it's a nice distinguished look. And
distinguished?
I
That's
really,
a really nice
how
word.
Many? How many I, of your other clients on a daily clients. Basis come in and pour pepper into the top of their heads.
Into the flesh yarmulke. That's what
Joe says. To disguise
the
patch.
Someone so vain as I who would pepper my own hair to fill in a bald spot, it's incongruous that guy wouldn't concede that he also dyes his hair.
That's exactly what someone who dyes his hair would say, secretly.
But honestly, he does not. And to answer your question, we have several, actually, talent who come in and use the pepper.
Ah!
So it's not just Dave.
Can I ask a follow-up question? Dave?
Yes, Matt.
Lindsay
absolutely.
Rhodes?
Dave has been.
No, not Lindsay Rhodes. It's more male talent.
However, we will say, I don't think there's a single talent, female talent, that doesn't dye their hair.
There you go. I would say that is an
Denise,
accurate. Yes.
We all dye our hair.
I dye my hair.
Dave has been here at the network for a while.
Yes, he has.
You have been here for a while.
I have
been here for a while.
Yes.
Could you share with us how much less hair Dave has today than when you and he first started?
Can I plead the fifth on this? I don't want to say that.
If it were a percentage, does he have?
I've made up for it by gaining a lot of weight. So.
Does he have
actually, Dave, I was going to tell you the other day, you're looking a little svelte.
That's nice. That's
that's just a bold
face. See, isn't that nice?
No, that is not a lie. I promise. I was thinking about that the other
day. Isn't it nice to say nice things to your colleagues? Maybe you should learn a lesson, Handsome Hank and Matt Money Smith.
I believe you started this.
That's classy.
Yeah, you started this.
Denise is a classy person.
She's an honest person, and you brought her in here to lie, and we don't appreciate that.
But I'm not
that.
Lying.
All right, fine.
I promise you. And, Matt, to answer your question, I'd say maybe about 15% less.
Oh, come on. 30% less.
I mean, I'd give it at most 20.
30% less
hair. 30%.
But that includes the beard. Because he didn't have the beard.
Right.
So with the beard, it's 30.
Your credentials have an old picture of you on it. And I look at that, and I'm like, look at that guy. Who's that good-looking guy in your credential?
Who's that good-looking guy?
By the way, have you decided if you're going to keep your beard, or is it going? Have we talked about that?
I don't know what that shot was from Cindy Freeland. Whoa, Dave used to be not half bad. Well, what happened? The ravages of time.
And I'll answer you. Denise, I'll answer
mortality.
Your question.
Mortality.
Yes.
He is going to keep the beard because it covers up his double chin.
That's correct.
I see.
Correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Well, it makes our job in the makeup room easier. There's less face to have to make up. So
Dave's always thinking about this like that.
Yeah. Yes. That's yeah. my way.
He's
Thank
a very
you, Denise.
Thoughtful person. So.
Oh, that's nice. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Okay, you guys have a good day.
Goodbye,
you
Denise. Thank you so much. Well, I hope you have egg on your face. And now let's move on to controversy or back to controversy number two. Again, 10 NFL teams will change quarterbacks.
From the end of the 2017 season.
It was, I mean, the idea that it was that you have changed it from end of 2017.
All we have to do is.
Anything. We had this conversation.
I distinctly remember having this conversation because I said, wait a minute. You're saying 10 new quarterbacks from the end of this season to next year. And you said, yes. And you started listing them off. And I said, you're crazy. There won't be 10 from the end of 2017 to 2018.
MVP, how say you?
I say it's gotten a little convoluted, and I need to look at the tape, and I'm going to look at the tape, and I will transcribe it, and then we're going to figure this
one
out.
Let's do it. You know what?
I am leaning, though, with these guys.
Sunshine is the best.
Did you hear that?
Did you hear that last little note?
What's that? Did you hear that last little note?
I have a leaning towards the, you know,
the crowd. She was already leaning away.
Leaning which way?
Right here.
With these gentlemen.
With the guys.
Wait a second. I asked you just last week, and you said you were leaning my way.
Well.
See, I told you, you put pressure on her. You put pressure on her. That's why. You tried to intimidate her, and intimidation tactics will not work in this.
She wants to be on the right side.
But just so you know, we have 8 minutes.
I feel betrayed. 8 minutes?
We are doing it.
How far have we gone already?
Like 20-something.
Okay. Well, let me just tell you this, then. In the limited time that we have, I wanted to let you know, as we talk about salt and pepper hair and that sort of thing, I am here to introduce to you today, gentlemen, Control GX. It's the first gray reducing shampoo from Just for Men. Just for Men, you know who they are. They help men look their best so you can celebrate who you are and you can achieve what you need to achieve and you can feel what you want to feel.
What a coincidence, Dave.
Shampoo in, rinse out, and then move on. That's
how
easy it is.
About this?
Most guys get the results they want in about 2 weeks. If that's the way you're going to go, do it. Do you go with Control GX?
Did
and
it take
you
two
know
weeks
what?
For you or a little longer or a little less?
I want you to know this, handsome. I'm going to give you and anyone within the sound of my voice 25% off Control GX if and only if you use code Dave, D-A-V-E,
they
at
even
Control
have a code
GX.
Named
That's right.
You.
Yeah, that's
code
right.
Code Dave.
That's it. Code Dave, 25% off Control GX at controlgx.com. Go there. All right, now back to this. So the dominoes have begun to fall. We now know Patrick Mahomes is going to be the starter for Kansas City.
There's one.
That's one down.
Yep.
That'll give you one.
Alex Smith, obviously going to be the starter now in D.C.
That'll give you two.
That's two. Kirk Cousins is no longer going to be in D.C., so he lands somewhere.
Now
as
you're
a backup,
at three.
As
we
a backup,
agree.
Maybe.
I think we agree.
You're at
Denver,
three.
Right?
You're at three.
You've got seven to go.
I mean, he's going to be the highest paid player in the NFL. So whoever writes him the biggest check, if it's the Broncos, if it's the Jets.
Do you buy
the
Browns? If it's
the
Vikings.
Should, I mean, but keep going.
You know what? I said that, and now Joe Thomas is saying the same thing.
He's
not that Joe Thomas heard me say it. But
yeah, he did.
We park our cars in the same garage.
Wow.
Break
you're
the bank.
Agreeing with the Browns fan.
Break the bank to get Kirk Cousins. Therefore, you don't need to gamble on Sam Darnold
Draft
or
Saquon
Josh
Barkley.
Rosen or anyone else. By the way, our pal Maurice Jones-Drew's powder blue and gold colors are coming out when he says that Josh Rosen is the greatest prospect.
He's crazy. He said that with us yesterday on the .com show.
Since it wasn't Andrew Luck.
No, he said since John Elway.
Since Josh Rosen. But I also think that he sincerely believes that. I buy that he thinks that. But anywho, so those teams are going to draft. By the way, those are other dominoes that are going to fall in my favor. I think you should come to
maybe
grips with.
Maybe half of those guys wind up starting day
do one. Do you think – so first of all, Kirk – but Cindy and I obviously agree too. Get Kirk Cousins if you're the Browns.
Yep.
Draft Barkley if you want, although there will be some nice running backs available in latter rounds. I think you could go the two best defensive players available – Myles Garrett, Kirk Cousins throwing the ball to Corey Coleman, Josh Gordon, and the rest. That would be a team that is immediately relevant in the AFC.
What about Kirk Cousins throwing the ball to Jarvis Landry?
Yeah,
you've been singing this song for a while now.
You know why? Because I think he wants to get paid as much as possible, and I think that's who they're.
I'm also pretty confident that Jarvis Landry. That's a little detail I've learned here. Dave always working the beat.
Yeah. Totally.
You know, look, working sources, and I can tell you that that is something I've heard, that maybe that marriage, Adam Gase and Jarvis Landry,
I think it's more. Well, think about just caps, right? Cap situation. What if the Dolphins become one of the teams that change their, because obviously they won't have Jay Cutler, but if they decide to part ways with Ryan Tannehill, then maybe they make way for a free agent. Who knows what goes on with that situation? He is in our 10 of your people.
Okay,
sure.
So MVP. AKA Trader, Emma V. Trader.
Yes.
I'd like you to keep a list if you wouldn't mind. So we have Alex Smith.
It's a pretty short list now.
Right, you've said it now.
It's Eli Manning.
It's not going to get longer.
Smith, well, Cousins. It's Chiefs, Redskins.
One, two, three.
And whichever
one,
team Cousins.
I'd like
three.
You to give me Jimmy Garoppolo, who's
not even
on the roster of the 49ers.
He started five games.
Dave, unfortunately,
and
your short-term memory
in that exact conversation, Cynthia and you were squawking about how Kirk Cousins was still going to go to San Francisco.
No, I just said he wasn't out of
that. I remember exactly.
Yes, that is exactly.
I can see I'm not in the company of gentlemen. So if that's how you want to
just coming upon that conclusion?
If that's how you guys want to play it, I don't know. MVP's going
to
have to check the tape.
She's going to go to the tape.
That's fine with me. But all right, listen. Josh Rosen's going somewhere, and where he goes, that's number four.
What if he's not
Sam Darnold's going somewhere.
What if the Giants take him?
How many times do you guys have to see this story? When you draft a quarterback in the first round, he is going to start 9 times out of 10. That's just the way it is. Deshaun Watson got, it's a good opportunity for Deshaun to learn at the knee of Tom Savage.
Not in the case of the Giants. The Giants could be the exception to that.
If they
take Josh Allen, who is definitely a much more developmental prospect at quarterback that a lot of teams are enamored with, if they were to draft him, I don't think he would play a single snap in the season.
I do not think that they will do that.
I don't either, but I think that's
kind of
like
that one.
If Barkley
falls to them, they will take Barkley in that spot, right?
I think so. Certainly that's what they're putting out there, right? I mean, that's what they're saying right now, but you wonder if that's to throw – I don't know if a team would trade up to get Barkley, although there are people that say how often do we hear this, right? Oh, best running back prospect since – Adrian Peterson.
I hate that.
How do you measure that money? The need to take Barkley, who may be the generational back, but
for the Giants, I think it makes perfect sense.
No, I know, but do you think that Barkley is? You know, as I always say, gold is valuable because it is limited. It has limited availability. If there are 10 other high-end running backs available in the draft this year, why would you burn that pick there and instead go after a rare commodity?
I mean, I'll answer the question with a question, which is how important do you think Leonard Fournette was to the Jaguars' success? And I'd say very. That even though teams were stacking the box, daring Blake Bortles to throw, Leonard Fournette was still able to break those tackles and rush for multiple touchdowns and 150 yards in game. So I think if you're the Giants and you still have a lot of talent on defense, you can then spend some money on the offensive line. You don't have to invest in a quarterback. It seems like it really lines up well.
I seriously
for them to be right back into the thick of it.
I think you just pay for it at this point. You know what I mean? Like ensure,
pay for,
like figure out how, like just make it work. You know, you'd spent a lot of money in your defense. You just you gotta if you're gonna like take the hit now when you're figuring out your quarterback situation or what, like it's all new.
You mean pay for a running back or pay for?
Like maybe you're doing a draft equity. Maybe you're doing. I don't know how you're, but like figure it out. And I'm using pay in air quotes because it's equity. That's, probably do some trades, try it, make something happen. Don't be this thing like we're just going to draft in our position and not move at all. And then just buy the.
Oh, you're saying you got to take a swing with this group.
Yeah.
That this group is good enough. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
I don't know. I mean, so trade up your draft picks.
Well,
if
you think about the Giants, if they you must be salivating as a Giants fan if you consider Odell Beckham. Barkley, could suddenly
Evan Engram too at the tight end position. I mean, they just need to buy an O-line. Can you buy an O-line? Or
you know
are there
what? Get
enough
that
prospects
guard from,
in the second
from
or
Notre
third?
Dame. Get the guard from
they
Notre
need
Dame.
I think they need a run. I mean, as good as Quentin Nelson is,
I like
he
Quentin
might be
Nelson.
The best player in the or the second. You know what? Those are probably your two best players in the draft.
Quentin Nelson's great.
But a guard's not gonna help you when you have nobody running the ball. He can open
Fair.
A hole, but if you
what,
don't have,
but you want right. you could maybe figure out both. I mean, you
okay,
you have
how
to
about
trade
this?
The
how
farm
good
for
is,
it. But.
How good is Zach Martin?
Zach Martin's real good.
He's probably the best guard in the
and
league,
right? I think
right?
he's better than Zach Martin.
Okay, so
potentially.
How good are the Cowboys without Zeke Elliott, even though Zach Martin's their opening holes?
I mean, Alfred Morris
totally,
was terrible, but yeah.
But you know what I'm saying?
Agreed, agreed.
So that's why that they're,
get them
there's
both.
Why you go. You can't get them both.
I
there
know.
Are very few Maybe. Running backs that are yeah.
Cleveland could.
Proof.
That are like
Cleveland
Zeke
could
Elliott.
Get both.
Yeah.
Cleveland could seriously get both.
Yeah, that's right.
1-4.
Okay. But so bottom line, I think it's insane. Really think about this. If Andy doesn't throw that touchdown pass to Tyler Boyd on the last play of the regular season, I don't think Marvin Lewis is back, and ergo, I don't think Andy Dalton is the QB of the Bengals anymore. I wonder if that position still might move.
I don't think so.
Not, but I could see there being
not with all the charity stuff, and like I think like you said, there was just so much positive feeling around it. I think it's really hard to move on
in a QB desperate league. You just saw Alex Smith move, and there's a different circumstance there. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Bengals moved on from.
I think they signaled that by re-signing Marvin Lewis. They're not willing to make those type of moves.
Meantime, they're also not willing to
sign
to
a thing
dismiss
to
AJ McCarron.
Well, I think you'll see that at the draft. That's one of those draft day trades that you know,
like
some,
what we would have typically seen with Alex Smith
and
today.
What, yeah.
I think, like, or we saw Alex Smith way early, but this is the type of thing.
Yeah,
you see,
I think
like,
a team will trade for AJ McCarron.
I can't
during
believe
the draft.
You guys aren't going to give
free
me
agency,
Jimmy
that day
Garoppolo.
One of free agency where we've seen a lot of trades.
How do I
the
not
last
get Jimmy Garoppolo?
Because he started five
because
games.
You even
he
said,
wasn't even on the
even,
team in October.
But he started five
we didn't
games.
Do this
five
in
is like a third of the season.
This is the least Super Bowl centric Super Bowl podcast.
Let's make our picks then. Let's round it out.
Hey, can we get?
How deep do we need to do?
I've enjoyed it.
Everybody
else
get, is.
Can we get MVP
yes.
to ad lib a Super Bowl a little, you know, what's it called?
I don't
TV,
even know what you're asking
TV
for.
Oh, an appetizer.
An appetizer.
Can Emma do a menu
in
item?
In the theme of we have to throw out a theme.
Oh, no.
Just for
it,
right now. Come on, Emma.
MVP, you want to be a pro.
Guys.
This is what you got to do.
Is
you got to
dance. Sometimes. Nope.
You can't just dance when you want to dance.
No.
You got to dance when it's time to
right.
dance.
No, I'm going to dance when I decide to dance.
How about
well
in,
done,
in the
Emma.
Theme of science fiction?
Nope.
Okay. All right. How about steampunk?
Theme, yep.
Oh, even better. Nope.
Okay. Okay. Fine. We tried.
All right. Let's get to it then. The
how about
Super
in the theme
Bowl
of fake news?
Yes.
You like that chick?
I like that very
yeah,
much.
I thought you would.
After
like
the fact.
Very much.
After the fact. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
I'm going to start calling you Matt, or start calling you Devin Money Nunes.
Oh, God.
That's your new name.
How about you not call me Devin Money Nunes?
All right, let's get to it. The final edition, the Super Bowl edition of the Red Challenge Flags.
Red Challenge Flag Picks.
All right. Yeah.
Let's
another
get
one.
To
that
it.
Was good. Harmonious.
That was very nice. Now, wait. We don't have the flags, right?
So we don't have the flags. We have a lot
some
of random items
have
in this room
a red
if you
pen.
Want to throw.
Mark
I'm
going to
throw my phone at you.
Okay. Mark Brady, will you hand me a tissue over
these
there?
No, these are all
pens.
Shades
so
of red.
Red
just the whole box.
There you
the
go.
Whole box.
The whole box will do because it's red. There
you go.
Right.
All right. Here we go. Cindy, as always, I am apparently the lone gentleman seated in this conference room. In our hotel in Minneapolis.
A man amongst boys, really.
New England Patriots. Philadelphia Eagles. I just realized legitimately in this very moment I have yet to decide who I think is going to win. So before you
I'm
announce.
I'm glad I'm not alone.
I got to think about it. Wait,
I'm glad I'm not alone.
Just give me, let's talk about it for 20 seconds. Real
see, this
quick.
Is what's great about what you just said. I had decided I'm just going to throw the pen.
Right.
So my pick is going to be.
Whoever,
whichever
Cindy
team
say.
Cynthia does not pick.
I
that
like
is what
where
I've
your
not
head's
decided.
At there.
You're definitely going to get
I just think it's going to be that close. I really do think it's going to be this close Super Bowl.
I can see it being a blowout, too. But all right, here we go. Let's try that again.
You guys ready?
Take
you guys ready?
Here we go. Cindy Freeland.
If you hit me in the face with that tissue box, we're going to have a problem.
Right in the head.
You've got seven layers of fur coming.
My face, I said.
Easy, Yeti.
The Yeti's ready. The Yeti is ready.
New England Patriots. Philadelphia Eagles, Tom Brady, Nick Foles. Choose.
I'm going straight tummy with this pick. Ain't no math, and I'm taking the Eagles.
What?
What?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
What?
You can't do that.
Oh, I sure can, and I just did.
You said I'm going Tommy.
Tummy.
Straight
Tommy.
Straight Tommy.
Very
straight
confusing.
Straight,
clever.
Sorry.
Very
straight,
clever.
I'm going straight Tommy. And
okay.
I'm going.
So you took the Eagles. Money is thrown.
Fly,
I threw it at, I threw it at you.
You know why?
Because I'm taking my throwback. I'm going to take
unthrow.
The Eagles.
Eagles.
Listen, I'm not going to jive you.
It's not math.
I never jive, and I don't care if you like it. I want the Philadelphia Eagles.
You still haven't made your mind up, have
I want,
you?
I know, I haven't. The Eagles,
nah,
I want
the
them to win.
Yeah.
I want the Eagles to win.
Oh, yeah.
I think they can run on the Patriots, of course. I think that Nick Foles has a chance. I don't think they're going to try to hide him. I don't think they're going to do a Jags kind of thing. Like, let's see how far we can go in this game without asking too much of our QB.
Exactly.
I think they know that 9 must deliver in this one for them to keep up with 12 and company. And it's Nick Foles. I got to throw it. All right, that's it. I threw the whole box.
Are you staying with the Eagles or are you going Patriots?
No, I was Patriots.
I have to go Patriots. I mean, Tom Brady's going to lose to Nick Foles.
Right.
That's
it. I'm going to take the Eagles.
The night ends with Nick Foles standing up there holding the Lombardi saying, "We did it."
The night ends with Fletcher Cox being like,
"Maybe."
Just like
that's
that.
Right. That's
now, you know what
be.
I think it's the Patriots.
what is happening
here's,
money?
Here's the thing, right?
Let's so all like throw this is a, money.
It's hard for me right in the head. it's hard for me to reconcile because you know, I called a game against both of these teams.
Right.
Right? And the game against the Patriots, it really felt like the Chargers had, even though they lost 21-13, they were in control of that game. They had a ton of pressure on Brady. He was not comfortable that whole game. They got a BS call on a pick play that wasn't a pick play that would have tied, or actually put them ahead. The Eagles absolutely wrecked the Chargers. I mean, Fletcher Cox treated Spencer Pulley like he was a beanbag and just tossed him around the place left and right. They ran the heck out of the ball. They had fresh legs every 3 or 4 plays, the way they rotated those backs. I watched Melvin Gordon rip off an 87-yard run against that team. But then you got the second half adjustments, and that's what happened in the Charger game. It's in the second half.
That's what happened in the Jacksonville game.
Exactly. So it's like, all right, well, if Brady can overcome that Jacksonville pass rush, I mean, is the Eagles pass rush that much more fierce? It's different because it's Fletcher Cox up the middle, and that doesn't bode well for Brady because he
Everybody
wants to step
knows.
Up and
yep.
move around a little bit. God, it's a tough one.
I just think
it's going to be
with
super
the bye
close.
Weeks as well. I just that 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Belichick to
second
to
half
figure
adjustments.
It out.
Nick
I do
Foles.
Like. I do like the fact that Doug Peterson on down. They seem relaxed. I don't know. Nick Foles is the X factor. Is he relaxed? Peterson seems to be. He, you know, the team seems to be having fun. That's important. If they seem tight right now, I would not like mm-hmm. their chances. Chris Long and company, they'll know how to handle that locker room, I think, to get them in the right headspace. And don't sleep on that. The James Harrison signing that people made so much to conspiracy theorists, and me too, in fact. I talked to a lot of football guys who said, Reggie Wayne, Bucky Brooks, and beyond said, oh, the main reason that the Patriots are bringing him in is to vanquish the Steelers and for Harrison to unearth all the nitty-gritty about what the Steelers want to do. Can't Chris Long and LeGarrette Blount do the same thing to the Patriots? I know that they're a moving target, Belichick, and they're chameleons above all else, but still, I could see that having some import
one. And the case for the Eagles, you know, is that you think about last year's Super Bowl. You know, everybody was saying, "Oh, the Patriots are going to run roughshod over the Falcons." And what happened? I mean, the Falcons blew that game. Yes, the Patriots scored some, but you know, when you think about their offensive approach in the second half and what they didn't do, they should have won that game.
I know,
I mean, that's,
but money.
That's all there is to
last
it.
Last thing on this one is, you know, you said, well, I watched that Chargers game, and boy, they really felt like they had that 1-1, and Melvin Gordon really gashed them early, and then there was a wonky call that shouldn't have been made, and somehow the Patriots won that game. Well, they should have. The Falcons should have. You've described the last 15 years with the Patriots.
That's what I mean.
That's
how
they did.
And that's why when the Jags were up 10, I was like, they're going to lose.
They're going to lose.
Yeah, the Pats are going to win this game because that's just the way it always plays out.
It's going to be, it'll be a nice way to punctuate the Bill Belichick era in New England.
Still on this one.
I literally am not, I'm not using any of the math. I'm not using anything. I get the feeling that Philadelphia, we're going to see Philadelphia win. There's no, like, I have a ton of, you can listen to the other pod if you want to hear the math.
As the only pro football team, as a fan of the only football team with six Lombardis, I hope you are correct. We will see if you are. Great stuff, Cindy Freeland, Matt Money Smith. Go listen to Game Theory and Money. Good stuff. We've already gotten a preview of it. Mike Daniels is great.
And Mike Daniels is the best.
We also think Jalen Ramsey is coming up. Awesome. So tune into that one. Handsome Hank, you know, you were here too.
I was here.
You were present, rude. You know present, what? You want to act like like you're not a gentleman. You want to get unclassy. I can get unclassy.
Hey, Dave, it's about truth.
I think we'll have to leave it there.
Enjoy those
fingers
while you got them.
Yeah.
Well, now, you know what? The music almost wrapped up. All right, do it one more time, MVP. I couldn't hit the poll there. I want to hit the poll.
Post.
It's our Super Bowl show.
Hit the poll? We'd like to keep you off the poll. Let's keep you off the poll.
I hope the Eagles fans are hitting the poll as they're listening to this show.
I hope they're not.
Not that poll. Clean it up. I'm talking about the grease Crisco poles around
okay. You're going to miss it again now.
We'll talk to you back in LA, everybody. Enjoy the Super Bowl. It's been a thin slice of heaven.